23. Once a month, we sit down and chat with a doctor. This morning, we are chatting with Dr. Davinder Singh, and we're going to touch on an update on vaccine-preventable outbreaks affecting Indigenous communities, specifically invasive meningococcal disease and hepatitis A. Good morning, Dr. Singh.
Good morning.
Oh, pretty good. So, I mean, where would you like to start us off? I mean, what is even meningococcal disease?
So, meningococcal disease is caused by a bacteria, and, you know, it can be in people's noses and throats and cause no problems. You know, lots of people might have it, but unfortunately for some people, it can cause really severe disease. And so, you know, we wanted to talk today about it because, you know, we've been noticing that there's been more cases than usual than we've seen in previous years. And there's something that people can do about it because it's a vaccine preventable disease.
Okay, so what are the early warning signs?
So some of the early signs would be actually really similar to what people would notice for like other respiratory infections, like, you know, the flu or COVID or things like that. They might just be mild, so it might just be, you know, people feeling fatigued and having a fever, feeling generally unwell. But unfortunately for some people, and it is rare, but for some people it can cause things like a high fever, severe headache, drowsiness, stiff neck. People might be sensitive to light, and they might be confused and get kind of this really diffuser, this rash that's all over their body that kind of looks like small bruises. So those are some of the things that can happen when people start to get really sick.
And how fast do those happen? Is it really serious? Does it develop like over a day, over a week?
Yeah, so from the time that someone might be like in contact with the bacteria to starting to get sick, it could be anywhere from 2 to 10 days. But it can start to progress really rapidly after those initial symptoms. So, you know, within a day, someone could start going from just like regular symptoms, you know, like just something like you might experience with a common cold or flu, to getting really sick, like over just a day.
And how is it spread?
So it's spread in what we call respiratory droplets, or just the way that lots of viruses and bacteria are spread, like during the cold and flu season. So someone might cough or sneeze when they're sick, and so it can spread that way. But also, because a lot of people who have the bacteria in their nose or the back of their throat actually aren't even sick at all, they just happen to have it there, they could spread it to others, you know, without any symptoms and without you know, knowing that they're spreading anything. So, you know, that's actually probably the most common thing, is because most people don't get sick from it. So fortunately, but some people do get very sick.
All right. So then how would you treat this? Like, say you have it in your nose, you have no idea. Why would you even bother going to a doctor or anything?
You wouldn't, exactly. But the thing about the vaccine that protects against invasive meningococcal disease is that it can kill the bacteria in people's noses and throats, and, you know, so that even if they don't know that they have it, if they get vaccinated against meningococcal disease, then it can kill it, so it can't spread to other people. So that's one of the really important reasons that we have a routine program for everybody, for people that are, when babies turn 12 months old, and for kids when they're in grade 6. So that helps to decrease the spread to others, because young kids and teenagers are kind of the most common groups of people that can just spread the bacteria. They're very active. They come in contact with lots of different groups of people. And so they could just have it in the back of their noses and spread it to others without even getting sick. So that's one of the really important reasons why we want them to get immunized with the routine program that's offered to everyone in Manitoba. And then, you know, more recently we've noticed that, again, very rare, but there have been some really young babies that have gotten sick. So just a handful, but again, this is something that we can do something about by getting vaccinated and protecting ourselves that way. So we've expanded the eligibility or when we offer this vaccine to cover all babies that live in Indigenous communities, even under the age of 1 year, when they would routinely get it.
Wow.
So you could get up to two more doses, depending on how old you are. The schedule is a bit different.
Yeah.
To protect yourself and your babies.
All right. So where can you get these vaccines? Can you just go to Shoppers or Costco, or do you have to go to your own doctor?
Usually you'd go to your routine healthcare provider. Yeah. So doctor, nurse practitioner, in a nursing station or health center, whoever you'd normally see for your healthcare, that's who you'd go to get immunized. At this time, so pharmacists can't immunize really young children, and also this vaccine isn't in kind of the group of vaccines that pharmacists would offer.
Right. This is all very useful information, Dr. Singh, but I want to ask you here, if you could just, what's one thing you wish more people would just understand about the meningococcal disease?
I think the one thing I would wish more people would know is just that, they're eligible for getting these routine vaccines. And, there's a really important reason that we have all these routine vaccines. So it's not just for meningococcal disease, though that's what we're talking about today. Other things that people can protect themselves against, like influenza or the flu. I think people probably have been hearing a lot about measles maybe in the news. There's other things like pneumococcal disease. So that presents very similar to meningococcal disease. So we have, lots of really amazing vaccines that are offered to everybody in Manitoba at different ages, depending on when they're most at risk. And, there's really important reasons why we've made these vaccines available to everybody so that they can protect themselves and their families and their communities.
All right, one last question here. We're just running out of time, so we won't get to hepatitis A today. What are some of the myths or misunderstandings you run into a lot? Because, there are a lot of knowledge and not so much knowledge out there these days. What are some that you come across when talking about this topic?
Sure. So, there's a lot of misunderstandings for vaccines in general. So, one thing that does keep coming up, maybe not as much for the meningococcal vaccine because, maybe people don't talk about it as much, but people worry about a link between vaccines and autism or, vaccines and other types of really severe kind of conditions that they're worried about. And so that specific thing, the vaccines and autism, has been studied a lot. It goes back to a paper that was released with, a very small number of children, and actually the person who published the paper had to take it back because they actually, were found to have studied it really improperly and to really misrepresent what was in that paper. So, since that time, there's been lots of studies by lots of independent researchers. And I think, in my opinion, we've really conclusively, confidently said that there's no link found between vaccines and autism. So that's just one thing that comes up. But, there are, as you said, a lot of pieces of unfortunately misinformation that's out there, because vaccines are probably the most well-studied, safest, and, in my opinion, one of the most remarkable things that we've been able to do to protect ourselves and our families and our communities against various diseases.
Just listen to the professionals, eh, Dr. Singh?
I hope so. We do our best. We try to provide people with, hopefully helpful information.
Oh, well, you've been helpful today in covering all these topics for us. Thank you so much, Dr. Singh, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me, and take care, everyone.
Jordan Knight and